buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
You know, success is a long and winding road, and this week's edition of Sales Transformation talks about that. And we bring you Larry Long Jr., who is a CEO and keynote speaker. Larry is just like any other guy who had a taste of failure, but stood up and carried on. The only difference between him and others who share the same fate is that Larry used his story to sell and educate small businesses and help them avoid what he's been through. So tune in and learn more about this amazing journey with Larry and Colin here in Sales Transformation.
So, I mean, I was just coming off of a failed business, and my experience with our accountant, really good guy, cared about us, but he wasn't able to communicate the story that the income statement, the balance sheet, and statement of cash flows told us. So unfortunately, the numbers that we were good at, batting averages, runs scored, stolen bases, home runs, those aren't the numbers that you need to have a successful business. And when I worked for the accounting software company, I wasn't motivated by helping accountants per se. I wanted to help them, but most importantly, I wanted to help the small business owners that they supported that were in the shoes that I was once in. And essentially, that was my passion. And that was really what helped me to have success by letting the accountants know my story. Hey, I know you're passionate about helping your business owners, but I also know that there's challenges in the communication. And let me ask you now, how do you ensure that your small business owners understand all those pieces of paper that you give them that end up going into the file cabinet, never to be seen again in most cases? And a lot of them didn't have the answers. Would you like to really serve as that trusted business advisor and not just my numbers guy, not just my accountant who puts together my taxes? Yes. Well, I've got a tool that can help and enable you to do that. Hey, Larry, tell me more. Now, not everyone said, hey, Larry, tell me more. Funny story. I had one accountant who said, you know what, Larry? I think I was calling New York, New Jersey. He said, hey, go ahead and put on a pair of concrete shoes and jump off a bridge. I said, oh, shucks. I said, oh, they didn't teach us how to overcome this objection. This dude just told me to kill myself. I said, God bless you too. I think I kill him with kindness.
Yeah. Now, there's such an important piece out of what you just said that I want to dig deeper on because I don't want anybody to miss it. And what it is because you talked a little bit about your why, what motivates you, which is super important because you had your own personal story of your business failing, which was your motivation to want to help other businesses not fail, right? But what you did with that is you created a story.
Yep.
You created a story which helped you sell. You created a story that resonated with folks to want to hear more. Yep. You understood the problems and the challenges that they might have in not allow them to get to where they maybe want to go or provide the type of level of service that they would want to. Yep. So that's such an important piece that's like the art of selling.
Yeah. And I mean, you said it, it's not in the dictionary yet, but story selling, it's so important. What's your story? People can refute anything that you say, but my story is my story. My business failed because my partner and I did not understand our numbers. We work with an accountant, kind of like you, Colin, if you're the prospect, and great guy, loved us, wanted to help us, but unfortunately wasn't provided with the tools and resources. I remember vividly sitting there and my eyes glazing over and my head kind of nodding off when he was going through the numbers. And I'm like, oh man, when can I get back to talking about batting averages and, and RBIs? That's the fun stuff. This jumble jabble that you're talking about, it doesn't connect. I don't understand what you're talking about, Willis. So that resonated with a lot of folks, not everyone. I mean, it's one of those things where your message isn't always going to connect with the pain that someone has. It's kind of like going to the doctor and the doctor saying, hey, Larry, thanks for coming in. I'm the best ankle surgeon in the world. Hey, doc, you didn't even ask me any questions, dude. It's my right shoulder. That's where my pain is. So you can take that ankle surgery and go to St. Elsewhere. You can't help me. It's the same thing. We've got to be sales doctors by asking the questions of what's your pain? How long has it been going on? Do you want to take action? I'll be honest with you. My right shoulder, I got a bum right shoulder. I don't want to take action. I'm afraid I have what they call white coat syndrome. I'm afraid when I go see a doctor or dentist, and I start getting nervous, start breaking out into the sweat. So it's like, hey, the benefit would be great. I'd be able to long toss a baseball with my son, but nah, ain't nobody got time for that scariness of going underneath the knife. I'm not ready to do that.
And that ties back to sales. And I know where you're going with this, right? Because, okay, yeah, maybe the pain exists, but people don't like change. The pain has got to be great enough for them to be willing to go through the change in order to get to the other side of what the benefit is of whatever it is you're selling.
Preach.
People don't care. People don't care about features. People don't care about how many awards you won. How are you going to help them? And is what you want to help them with even something that they want help with, or even the pain great enough for them to even be willing to go through the change of receiving your help? Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.